You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. India's trade deficit widened to $9.91 billion in March 2022 on the back of high petroleum products, coal and electronic goods. This compares with the trade deficit of $5.11 billion in the same month a year ago. In terms of merchandise trade, imports were higher than exports. Goods trade deficit widened to $18.51 billion in March, in comparison to $13.64 billion last year. However, the balance of trade tilted in favor of exports for services. Services trade surplus rose marginally to $8.6 billion, in comparison to $7.47 billion in March 2021. Goods export rose nearly 20% to $42.22 billion, while goods imports jumped over 21% to $60.74 billion, according to the latest trade data from the Ministry of Commerce and Ministry. Economists have said that high inflation could push the Reserve Bank of India to raise policy interest rates in the upcoming June meeting by as much as 50 basis points. Consumer price index inflation breached the RBI's upper threshold of 6% for the third time this year. The already high food and fuel prices are likely to remain elevated going forward, with some economists expecting inflation to remain near 7% till September if energy prices remain elevated as a result of the Russia-Ukraine war. Experts earlier pegged a rate hike in August with a formal change in stance in the upcoming June meeting. On to share market. Shares of Hari Om Pipe Industries on Wednesday opened with a premium of nearly 44% against the issue price of Rs. 153. The stock made its debut at Rs. 214, registering a jump of 39.86% against the issue price on the BSE. At the NSE, it opened at Rs. 220, a gain of 43.79% from the issue price. The Rs. 130 crore initial public offering of Hari Om Pipe Industries was subscribed 7.93 times earlier this month. The company is seen by many analysts as a long-term bet. Domestic brokerage firm Anand Rathi, in a note earlier, had advised investors to subscribe to the IPO with a long-term view. In some more market news, mutual fund managers were on a shopping spree in the month of March, deploying Rs. 222 billion, taking their total buying to Rs. 1.6 trillion in the previous financial year. Top of their shopping list in March were banking and finance sector stocks such as Kotak Mahindra Bank, Housing Development Finance Corporation, along with ONGC, Reliance Industries and Maruti Suzuki India. On the other hand, mutual funds were seen trimming their stake in FMCG major ITC, accompanied by Hindalco Industries, Bharti Airtel and TCS. During the month of March, Sensex and Nifty rebounded from lows, soaring nearly 4% each. Moving on, digital payments app PhonePe on Wednesday announced it has crossed 100 million transactions a day. The company said it has 165 million monthly active users and processes more than 2.5 billion transactions a month, currently at an annual total payment value run rate of $780 billion. TPV is referred to the overall transaction value recorded on a platform in a given time period. Meanwhile, PhonePe continued to record the highest number of UPI transactions among UPI apps in March. Founded in December 2015, PhonePe currently has more than 370 million registered users and digitized nearly 30 million offline merchants across Tier 2 cities and beyond. Now some important update from the railways. The trial run on the Gujarat section of India's first ever bullet train corridor, the Mumbai-Ahmedabad high-speed rail corridor, will begin in 2026. However, services for the public will be rolled out by the year 2027, S.C. Agnihotri, MD of the National High Speed Rail Corporation Limited, said on Tuesday. The managing director was quoted in an ANI report saying that escalated costs for the bullet train project, missed deadlines due to the process of land acquisition and the COVID pandemic, among other issues, will be discussed with the government of Japan to figure out the solutions. A joint press conference was conducted between Agnihotri and Satoshi Suzuki, ambassador of Japan to India. Lastly, let's hear how the share market performed today. Domestic equity market indices closed in red on Wednesday, on the day of weekly F&O expiry. BSE Sensex closed 237 points lower at 58,338.93 level. Nifty 50 closed 54 points lower at 17,475 level. BSE Sensex opened at over 300 points higher, however the markets reversed course in the second half of the day. The top performers on BSE Sensex were ITC, Sun Pharmaceutical Industries and SBI. The top losers on the benchmark index were Housing Development Finance Corporation, HDFC Bank and Maruti Suzuki India. India VIX, the volatility gauge, fell 2.05% to 17.79 points. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.